You'll want to get your Bibles and turn to the book of Genesis. We're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading Genesis 2, verses 10 through 25. Before I get to that reading, I want to ask a Bible question. And you probably know the answer to this one. There were two trees that the Lord put in the garden. One of them was the tree of life, by which man could eat and live forever. But the other was a tree of which the Lord said, "The day that thou takest the fruit thereof, thou shalt surely die." What was the name of the tree that Adam was forbidden the fruit thereof to eat? What was the name of that tree? Well, we'll see that in just a moment as we get to our reading. I'm going to start in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 10. Before I get there, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now the question, the tree, the fruit thereof, Adam was forbidden to eat. What was the name of that tree? Let me begin with our reading in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 10, where it says, "A river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became four heads. The name of the first is Pishon, that which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold in that land is good, and there's Delium, and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same it is that compasseth the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, which goeth than the fount of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. And Jehovah took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And Jehovah commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Well, that's the answer to the question. The tree Adam was not to eat of is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You had a tree then for life, and you had a tree for death. And so we begin reading again, Genesis 2, and I'm going to read 18 to the end of this chapter. "And Jehovah said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make an help meet for him. And out of the ground Jehovah God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them unto the man to see what he would call them. And whatsoever the man called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And the man gave names to all cattle, and to the birds of the heaven, and to every beast of the field. But for man there was not found an help meet for him. And Jehovah God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Jehovah God had taken from the man made he a woman, and he brought her unto the man. And the man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Now we've had that reading from Genesis chapters 1 and 2. because we're studying a quarter of Sunday school lessons called the Messages from Genesis. And the particular lesson we're studying is the story of creation, a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of April 11th, 1926. And the devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson is in the book of Psalms. I'm turning now in my Bible to the 33rd Psalm. And this is what we read. Rejoice in Jehovah, O ye righteous. Praise is comely for the upright. Give thanks unto Jehovah with the harp. Sing praises unto him with the psaltery of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of Jehovah is right, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loveth righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of Jehovah. By the word of Jehovah were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the seas together as an heap. He layeth up the deeps and storehouses. Let all the earth fear Jehovah. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Jehovah bringeth the counsel of the nations to naught. He maketh the thoughts of the people to be of no effect. The counsel of Jehovah standeth fast forever. The thoughts of his heart toward all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah, the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Jehovah looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh forth upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He that fashioneth the hearts of them all, that considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither doth he deliver any by his great power. Behold, the eye of Jehovah is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul hath waited for Jehovah. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, be upon us, according as we have hoped in thee. The devotional reading at Psalm 33. The golden text for this lesson on the story of creation is Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now let me read the helps and hints for the teachers. Genesis, the name of the book in which all except one of these lessons of this quarter are found, is from the word which means to beget, be born. Hence, the source, origin, or foundation of anything. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that Jehovah made the earth and the heavens. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4. This is the book of the generations of Adam, we read in Genesis 5 and verse 1. Genesis is the Greek from the Septuagint. The Septuagint is a Greek version of the Old Testament, a translation from the Hebrew, and it is said to be the work of 70 or 72 men done by the order of Ptolemy Philadelphus, king of Egypt, about B.C. 720 or B.C. 280. That's B.C. 270 or B.C. 280. That's 280 years before Jesus was born. This is a fact that all students of the Bible should know. Moses and the Hebrew prophets did not write in Greek. Jesus and the apostles did not speak English. Genesis gives the only authentic history and the only wise solution of the origin of man and of the universe. It was written by inspiration. There are numerous references in the New Testament to this book as scripture, that is, as inspired utterances of God. And the scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand unto Abraham, saying, "In thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." Galatians 3 and verse 8. This refers to Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. The history of Abraham, so often referred to by Jesus and the apostles, is written in Genesis. Also, the histories of Abel, Enoch, Noah, Isaac, and Jacob, and his 12 sons. To reject Genesis as inspired history is to reject Christ and therefore the New Testament. The first five books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, are called the books of Moses because he wrote them. The holy prophets, as Joshua and Ezra, may have added certain things, as the depth is like the death of Moses, Genesis 34, which he himself could have written by inspiration, but most likely not. But he is the recognized author of the Pentateuch, that's Moses. Paul quotes from Genesis as part of the general division of the Old Testament called the Law. "Tell me, that ye desire to be under the law? Do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the handmaid and one by the free woman." Galatians 4, 21 through 31. This is in Genesis chapters 16, 15, and Genesis chapters 21, verses 9 and 10, but it's quoted by Paul as part of the law. It is said that the Hebrew Pentateuch was written on one roll, and the ordinary Hebrew title of it is the Law. Then, since Moses wrote the law, he wrote Genesis. "And Jehovah said unto Moses, Write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words have I made a covenant with thee and with Israel." Exodus 34:27. "And Moses wrote all the words of Jehovah." Exodus 24 and verse 4. "And Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priest and the sons of Levi and to all the elders of Israel." Deuteronomy 31 and verse 9. The Levites were commanded to put the law in the Ark of the Covenant. Deuteronomy 31, 25 and 26. Moses was commanded to write also the journeys of the children of Israel, Numbers 33 and verse 2, and the defeat of the Amalekites, Exodus 17, 13 and 14. There are numerous references to the book of Moses, the law of Moses, and there's example and example and example of that in the Old Testament and some in the New. Frequent references made by Jesus and the apostles to the writing of Moses. Jesus says Moses wrote of him in John 5, verses 44 through 47. Some of the most direct promises God made concerning Jesus are in Genesis. Moses recorded various prophecies concerning Jesus, and all types and shadows of the law pointed to him. These references to Moses show that Jesus and the apostles regarded him as the author of the Pentateuch. And now we come to the explanatory notes, and we're going to talk about in the beginning and who God is and what it is means to create, how God is the creator of the earth. We'll discuss the work of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Word in creation, how light was created, and how man is created in the image of God, man's intelligence and speech, and man's dominion over all things, and how everything was good.